Next question. The question someone posted, so someone else posted this. The question someone posted here, didn't know or didn't care, got me thinking about what you usually say when asked about compartmentalization, that it is as impossible to explain to the Hertz spouse as trying to explain the sun to a blind person. The blind person equals Hertz spouse, betrayer, enjoying the sight of the sun. Ouch. I have to admit this metaphor hurts a bit, you know, on top of everything. Anyway, is the person posting the question maybe granting us a little insight about what compartmentalizing is about when sharing the thought pattern, she'll be mad at me? Can compartmentalizing involve, she'll be mad at me, so I choose not to tell her, but still go ahead doing it? Kind of knowing you're doing something wrong, but still continuing to do it by excusing it away with, she'll be mad at me, so somebody else's natural response to the behavior somehow becomes a rationalization for continuing to do it? Can compartmentalizing involve not ever considering the emotional collateral damage and or knowledge being blocked? Is it possible to explain compartmentalizing to someone else to someone else than a hurt spouse, say a person who is studying psychology counseling? If so, how would you do that if you had time, 5 minutes, for doing it? Let me look at this question here one more time at the very beginning. During a fair sex act, consider the emotional collateral damage and do sex addicts consider the emotional collateral damage and not just she'll be mad at me kind of thoughts? So, I mean, my first thought of that she'll be mad at me kind of thoughts, I think all he was doing was an extreme minimization. When he says she'll be mad at me, it was just the full extent of what he considered that would happen is they would be upset. They never really gave any thought, no remorse, no brokenness. It was just all he could conceive of is that she'll be mad at me. She'll be mad at me, so I choose not to tell her. Okay, so here, can compartmentalizing involve? And let me answer this. She'll be mad at me, so I choose not to tell her, but still go ahead doing it. Kind of knowing you're doing something wrong, but still continuing it by excusing it away with she'll be mad at me. So someone else's natural response to the behavior somehow becomes a rationalization for continuing to do so. Actually, I think that she'll be mad at me is in response to just what they think the consequence would be. I don't think that it's, I mean, they may use that as a rationalization, but it would be the rationalization to me for deception. You know, and I think a lot of times when people don't share, they'll rationalize that, but the rationalization to me isn't necessarily the same as compartmentalization. The compartmentalization is making sure that this stays away from current life, it's as far as the East is from the West, that the two don't meet, and in their mind, they're separate behaviors, they're never going to meet. The thought of really telling and exposing it isn't even there, so it may be used as a rationalization for continuing the deception, but the behavior drives itself. It doesn't need anything to drive it. Number two, can compartmentalizing involve not ever considering the emotional collateral damage? Absolutely. The knowledge is blocked. The bottom line is, if you ever know me, this is just classic thinking for a sex addict. If you really knew me, you wouldn't love me, you would never accept me, you would hate me, you wouldn't have anything to do with me. With those core beliefs going on, then there is no way that they're going to let the two worlds begin to come together. And so they don't really they fear the collateral damage, but it's not something they dwell on. If they dwelt on that, it would be too much of a, it'd be too painful. So they live under the illusion that nobody's ever going to know. So because the illusion is nobody's ever going to know, they're not worried about she'll be mad at me. mostly because it's over here, separate and totally apart. Third, is it possible to explain compartmentalizing to someone else other than a hurt spouse, say a person who is studying psychology and counseling, etc.? If so, how would you do that if you had 5 minutes? Compartmentalization, and I'll try again, and when I use the analogy of trying to explain light to someone who's blind, or the sun to someone who's blind, I think rationally or intellectually you can understand at one level, you can believe it to be true, whether or not it makes total sense to you. I understand a little bit of how fusion works, but I don't really get totally how it works. I mean, I've got an idea how they split atoms and what a centrifuge does, but I don't really get that. So, I mean, I think you can have a basic knowledge of it. But in that person's mind, when someone compartmentalizes, it's like there is two lives, and literally they're not thinking of one life when they're involved in the other life. The two do not exist concurrently. In fact, it's possible to be so focused on the addictive object, wherever that connection or that attachment is, that you literally are you're not even really present oftentimes in the moment with other people. So it's almost like there are two distinct, separate sets of self. There's a false self, and there's the real self, and the person at part of the time lives in the false self and operates as if they're in the false self. They're like a totally different person, but that person, when they're in that addictive nature, isn't considering anybody else in that other world. It's almost, I wouldn't say it's an amnesic barrier, but it's a very strong barrier. It's a different state of mind. And maybe that's the best way to say it to someone who doesn't understand. There's a different state of mind. You live in a different persona. You live in a different way. There's a whole different set of rules. This, like Jekyll and Hyde, Jekyll can do things that Hyde cannot. And the problem is, and Hyde can do things that Jekyll won't, or whatever. And in that sense, if they don't begin to deal with that duality of that compartmentalization, then they can never really develop a concern, a remorse, if they don't, I think, begin to heal and to integrate internally, to ultimately look at how they impact other people, develop love. Ultimately, there's going to be a problem. So I hope that helps answer that question for you a little bit more. If not, let's post another question farther down the line, and we will try again on that one.